Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2478, with a release date of Friday, April 25th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The IARU has proposed restructuring. The Fram to Ham contest announces its winners, and hams go to bat for endangered bats. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2478 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story is the International Amateur Radio Union, which has just marked the 100th anniversary of its founding in Paris. It's using the occasion to look within and to consider a way it can be restructured. The IARU's Administrative Council has released a consultation containing an overview and a number of proposals. Region 2, which covers North, Central, and South America, will be hosting two informational meetings on the Zoom platform where Region 2 societies can discuss the document, ask questions, or recommend changes. One Zoom session will be conducted in Spanish on Monday, May 5th, 2025, at 2359 UTC, moderated by Ramon Santoyo, XE1KK, former Region 2 president. Region 2 President George Gorslein, VE3YV, will moderate a session on Wednesday, May 7th, in English at 2359 UTC. Links to both meetings can be found in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. You will also find a link to the homepage of IARU Region 2, where you can download the document in PDF format. Meanwhile, as special event stations around the world marked the 100th year of the IARU, there was a new voice calling CQ this year for the occasion. We have those details from John Williams, VK4JJW.
If you happen to hear the call sign EP100IARU on April 18th and you got in the log, you're among the more than 500 contacts made by 8 amateur radio operators in Iran using CW, SSB, and FT8. This was the first activation in celebration of the IARU's anniversary organized by the Naqshas-e-Jahan Radio Amateur Society. World Amateur Radio Day marks the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union in 1925 in Paris. In Iran, the Special Event Station Coordinator, Amir EP3ISF, told Newsline that the group's participation marked a significant milestone for everyone. Meanwhile, be patient. He said that QSL cards are being mailed directly. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
In Pennsylvania, radio ops activating a special event call sign are feeling the absence of the ham with whom it all began. We hear more from Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
This is the first year that special event station N3P is going on the air without Rich Reba, WQ3Q. Rich conceived of the event 3 years ago and called attention to the work of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, or PANCAN, an organization that serves patients and families of patients suffering from pancreatic cancer. Rich had lost his younger brother, Tom, to the disease years earlier and became a silent key from it himself last year. Bill Samek, W3BUW, said that he knew it was time for Skyview Amateur Radio Society, the club Rich had belonged to fulfill the mission for him this year. Operators are putting N3P on the air the 25th, 26th, and 27th of April, coordinated, as always, to the Purple Stride Walk benefit that takes place on Saturday, April 26th, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of several such walkathons around the nation. Yes, there will be QSL cards, but these are not typical QSOs. As Rich himself told Newsline in an interview in 2023, quote, "People want to talk, want to share their experiences with their family. We told our operators to sit and listen. It doesn't matter how long the contact takes, if it serves a purpose of helping." End quote. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
The World Radio Sport Team Championship is 1 year away, and yes, you too can qualify to compete for a price. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, explains how.
If you're interested in competing in the World Radio Sport Team Championship in the UK in 2026, you have until the 30th of April to submit your sealed bid in US currency. Two sponsored team positions are available. The two highest bidders will be selected for WRTC 2026 after an auction of two rounds. The minimum bid is $20,000. Sponsored teams have participated in previous WRTC events and differ from qualifying teams in that they purchase their place in the competition. WRTC organisers consider this arrangement provides a valuable contribution to the event's budget. All teams are bound by the same operational rules. Bidders will be notified by the 6th of May of their standing in the first round and will become eligible to submit their final bid no later than the 31st of May. For more details about the process, see the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
An amateur radio society in New Hampshire has a message for radio amateurs, regardless of whether they are technician, general, or extra class. If you want to get on the air more, start by getting online, especially at one particular day next month. Patrick Clark, K8TAC, explains.
On the 10th of May, the Nashua Area Radio Society is hosting its free ham boot camp on the Zoom platform from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Demonstrations and tutorials will cover emergency communications, satellite operations, FT8, and equipment for VHF-UHF operating. Hams will also learn how to build a station so they can get on the air. In fact, one of the main purposes of the boot camp is to help hams overcome many of the most common obstacles that keep them off the air. Everything from how to select the right HT to participating in fox hunting or contesting. For more details, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Patrick Clark, K8TAC.
If you're planning to attend Ham Radio in Friedrichshafen this year, you'll be asked to consider some remote possibilities. In this case, remote refers to remote radio, which is the theme of the International Amateur Radio Exhibition this year. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
The weekend of June the 27th will be devoted to the usual in-person contacts between old friends, with plenty of workshops, seminars, and new product displays in the mix of activities. The motto for this year's exhibition in Germany, however, is all about not being there. The theme of remote radio connecting the world focuses on how radio operators are no longer required to be in the same place as their equipment in order to transmit successfully. This kind of remote operation has already been demonstrated in a number of high-profile de-expeditions using the radio in a box. These stations are controlled remotely over the internet, opening up more activities for those who wish to experiment and allowing de-expeditions to take place in environmentally sensitive areas where human presence is forbidden or restricted. Last year's event attracted more than 11,300 attendees from 58 nations. For full details about the program and accommodation for Europe's largest ham radio trade fair, see the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Each year, the Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award receives nominations of promising young hams who truly impress our judges. It is time once again to give them an opportunity at the recognition they deserve. Consider nominating an amateur radio operator 18 years of age or younger here in the continental United States. Consider someone who has talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Find application forms on our website at arnewsline.org under the YHOTY tab. We are accepting nominations through May 31st. It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AH6LE repeater in Clackamas County, Oregon, on Sundays at 6 p.m. local time. Hams in Pennsylvania will be on the riverfront. following the progress of canoes for a special charity challenge, as we hear from Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
The Northbrook Canoe Challenge, taking place on May 3rd on Pennsylvania's Brandywine River, is actually three challenges in one. The first challenge is to help support the Cerebral Palsy Association of Chester County. The second is for the boaters to enjoy navigating the at times challenging 9.5 miles of waterway, taking special care around a dam that they encounter midway through the course. The third challenge is the one that will be facing amateur radio operators from the Chester County Aries Races Group to help ensure everyone's safety. The Hams have provided communications for this charitable event for 23 of its 47 years. Like oars guiding the canoes through the challenging waters, the radio operators are guided by a net control station as they check in with real-time reports throughout the two-hour challenge using a system of four linked UHF repeaters with simplex backup. While the Hams pass traffic from the shore, the Chester County dive team keeps closer watch from the water itself. Jim Harris, WA3NOA, the Ham's technical lead and coordinator, is in touch with the head of the dive team, who communicates with him and the divers using the county's extra rugged handheld P25 radios. Jim told Newsline that it's not over until the final canoe, piloted by someone from the canoe company itself, comes by. Then everyone can be certain that no one has been left behind. He said that canoeing is popular in the county, and on May 3rd, canoeing to raise funds is certain to keep the local Cerebral Palsy Association buoyant, too. This is Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
As it marks the completion of its first 100 years, the South African Radio League has set an ambitious goal for itself, one that takes its efforts beyond South Africa. We hear more from Jim Meachin, ZL2. BHF.
With age comes wisdom, or so it's said. So as to prepare to mark its centenary in May, the South African Radio League has decided that it would be an especially wise move to nurture amateur radio growth throughout sub-Saharan Africa. SARL President Nico van Rensburg, ZS6QL, told the website Tech Central that amateur radio is almost non-existent outside of Egypt and Nigeria in the northern part of the continent and Namibia and South Africa in the south. He said, quote, "You have this middle part of Africa where there is nothing, absolutely nothing," end quote. Finding a foothold for amateur radio in less developed parts of the continent will be an ambitious agenda, and SARL acknowledges that this kind of expansion will need political and financial support. SARL's Chris Turner, ZS6GM, who has been active in amateur radio instruction and mentoring, has already had success with efforts in Mozambique. In that nation, ham radio operators are seen as an asset, especially when floods or other natural disasters require emergency communications. SARL has already kicked off its next 100 years with a centenary marathon QSO party that began on the 1st of January and will continue through to the 31st of December. Special event call signs will include ZS100 SARL. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Congratulations to the three highest scoring student teams in the Fram 2 Ham Slow Scan TV competition. We hear about the winners from Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
The Fram 2 Ham SSTV competition was all about the successful reception of a number of different SSTV images that astronauts sent from the SpaceX capsule in early April during the Fram 2 mission. The transmissions were sent over 2 meters, puzzle style, by astronaut Rabia Raga, LB9NJ/KD3AID, as the 3-day mission undertook the first human spaceflight to orbit the planet over the North and South Poles. When pieced together, the images formed a complete picture. First place winner was the team Aristocats, with students in Lithuania, Italy, Switzerland, and here in the U.S., California, and Pennsylvania. Second place was awarded to Team W1HLO-LA1K, comprising students in Norway, Germany, and here in the U.S., Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Finally, third place winner was the team known as Goofy Fram, with students from France, Greece, and here in the U.S., Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and New York. The astronaut said in a statement, quote, "Well done, everyone. We loved to see that all the teams were very international. My hope is that some friendships have formed, the passion for technology has been kindled, and that most of all, everyone had fun." End quote. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
In the world of DX, the Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will operate special event station GU80LIB from the 9th through the 11th of May to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Channel Islands at the end of World War II. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Radio Club Pierre Coulon, F5KMB, continues with its celebration of the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Club members are activating four call signs, TM100I, TM100A, TM100R, and TM100U, which will be on the air through the 13th of July. See QRZ.com for QSL details. David, M0YBC, will be active as MD0YBC from the Isle of Man, IOTA number EU116, from the 25th through to the 28th of April, and again from the 1st through the 4th of August. David plans to operate from 8 POTA locations on the island. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The Japan Amateur Radio League has a special event station on the air until the 13th of October, at the premises of the 2025 Expo in Osaka City. Listen for the call sign 8K3EXPO. See QRZ.com for QSL details. For our final story, we look at bats. Flying mammals known for the biological sonar transmissions used for echolocation to help them navigate and find food. Well, meet some bats in northern New York State who recently began transmitting on VHF, too. And meet the hams who are tuning in to copy them. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has that story.
Tricolor bats are tiny, but the transmitters they are wearing so conservationists can track them are even smaller. Ashley Meyer from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is tracking the bats because of the appearance of an invasive fungal disease known as white nose syndrome. White nose syndrome has caused the bats' population to decline by 98%, making them candidates for the endangered species listing. That's why some hams in the Adirondack Mountains are going to bat for the bats. They sent out a request asking ham clubs for help in tracking the bat signals being transmitted in 1 kHz steps between 150 and 151 MHz. Ashley said the Champlain Valley Amateur Radio Club responded. Club President Mark, KD2RJP, said that a dozen or so hams will be participating. Their job, according to Ashley, is to track where the bats spend their summer and record the distance they migrate. Ashley said the bat tracking squad will also include agency staffers and bat specialists using ground-based telemetry. Ashley herself will be tracking the bats from a plane during the night of the bats' release. Everyone is motivated and excited, but remember, since the bats aren't transmitting on amateur frequencies, don't expect any QSL cards. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Have you sent your amateur radio haiku to Newsline's Haiku Challenge yet? It's as easy as writing a QSL card. Set your thoughts down using traditional haiku format, a three-line verse with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five again in the third. Submit your work on our website at arnewsline.org. Each week's winner gets a shout-out on our website where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Amateur News Daily, AMSAT UK, Amir, EP3ISF, Bill Samick, W3BUW, David Behar, K7DB, DX World, 425 DX Bulletin, Ham Radio Friedrichshafen, IARU Region 2, QRZ.com, shortwaveradio.de, the Wireless Institute of Australia, World Radio Sport Team Championship, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. All rights reserved.